Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3-2. Baldwin deep to right. And that ball is gone. A two-run shot by the rookie Drake Baldwin to tie this game in the fourth.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, myself, Allie Mack. Of course, Dylan is behind the glass. It's 7:23. And we are going to go in the huddle in a moment, but it finally happened. Braves win over the Nationals 5-2. Drake Baldwin, as you just heard, a huge part of that, finally letting them reach 500 for the first time this season. And, you know, it's got to be just a big relief for Snit himself.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. You know, I've been aware of that, too. You know, that I said, God, I don't, you know, just because I think we were 8-under, actually, at one point. And, you know, like, it's just a testament to the guys, man, how they never quit. They never stop just doing their job and coming into work and, you know, preparing and playing the game the right way. And so it's good. It's not a big deal, but it kind of is. And because, you know, we got so much more baseball to play, but just that hole we dug ourselves and to think that, you know, in 42 games, we got this thing back even. It's pretty good.
Hey, one quick side note real quick. I did see Day-Day tweeting last night that Snit looks younger with the facial hair he's got going on
really?
This season. What do you think of that?
Well,
it's different.
It's edgy. It's edgy.
An edgy Snit.
It's the evil Brian Snitker.
I just heard him say, it's not, but it kind of is. Dylan
it's
got
it's
me.
It's not a big deal, but it kind of is.
Such a Snit thing to say.
Yeah.
That
well,
such a Snit thing to say.
You know, you don't make a big deal about things, but you want to bring attention to them when they happen. I said it yesterday. Well, I said a different stat yesterday, but now I've added a number to it. They're 21-14 since the 0-7 start. They are 16-8 since that 5-13 start that Snit referenced, where he said they were 8 games under. That's pretty good baseball. That's why you hear me get like agitated or irritated online Twitter when I see people say, well, they're just a bad baseball team and they're playing bad baseball. Actually, it's an ignorant state. I don't even think it's ignorant, because to me, ignorance is when you don't understand something. You don't know. That's just an absolute false narrative. Their bats have been not great, but they're not playing bad baseball.
Yeah.
Defensively, they've played pretty good. I know that they almost cost themselves the other night, but defensively, they've played pretty good. And the pitching's been very good as of late. So when you hear people say, well, the Braves are a bad baseball team and they're just playing bad baseball, based on what? Because this team has been, I think they're playing like 600 ball right now since that start. That's pretty freaking good. In fact, Grant, our Braves insider here for 99 The Game, Grant McCauley, said that if they continued on the pace they're at right now, they'd win 93 games this year. Is that bad baseball?
I think I'd
Is that,
take that
what a bad baseball team does?
I think I'd take that. And let's bring up, too, the fact that not only did you get to 500, you broke that streak of one-run games we talked about yesterday, where you were in 8 straight one-run games. Extra innings, walk-offs, like you saw it all. And, you know, we kicked around yesterday. They're playing bad baseball teams doesn't mean these wins are any less meaningful, because that's what you have to do in baseball. You have to beat the bad teams, and I think that's exactly what they're doing. You're also getting contributions from people that you don't necessarily expect them from. And it's like we always say, the back of the baseball card is what it is, and eventually those guys are going to start playing like the back of their baseball card. Now, it's an extended example or sample size in the last year plus where they haven't been, some of them, but eventually Austin Riley will get hot, Ozuna will, you know, get back to where we're used to seeing him for the last couple of years, and Matt Olson will do the same thing, not to mention Ozzie Albies, your boy last night.
Well, Austin Riley's been hot all season. I mean, he guys hitting like 290 with a 340 or 350 on base percentage. He's just not hitting home runs to the number we want, but I think he's probably been your best player throughout the season. But I push back on this. They're playing bad baseball teams. I push back on that because they went on a West Coast trip. First off, the Twins came to town who – when the Twins came to town, they were over 500. They're still over 500, and they swept them. And then at some point, they go to Arizona, and they take 2 of 3. And then they go to Colorado. Bad baseball team, I'll agree. They took 2 of 3, came home, lost 2 of 3 to the Dodgers. Very good baseball team. And then didn't they take 2 of 3 from the Reds at some point? And was it 2 of 3 or 3 of 4? I can't remember. But they won a series against the Reds. They turn around. Now, they did go on the road and lose 2 of 3 to a bad Pirates team. I agree with you there. But, then they play the Nationals. But they've played good. They've had good. The Reds were a good team. The Twins were a good team. The Diamondbacks are a good team. The Dodgers, they've played good team. There's just some bad teams sprinkled in. There's been some brutal teams sprinkled in. And until recently, till the Nats lost this 8 straight losing, they were a 500 team. So you just beat the teams you can. That's all you can do. It's not like they've played nothing but bums. It's not like every team that they've played in these series.
I don't think the point of it was to say that they're losing to bad teams. You're right. They're taking 2 or 3 and 3 or 4. But like I said,
there's been some good teams in there, man.
Yeah, the Reds. I'm not labeling the Reds as a good team.
I'm seeing a lot of momentum though starting up because they are starting to hit a little bit better. Especially, I think now everyone can get off Ozzy's back a little bit.
Okay, string a couple of games together, Ozzy.
Yeah.
You went 0-for-28, dude. Your own base percentage is .250.
More than he did. And now that he's gotten those two hits, I think that just takes the pressure off, and he can just go back to be smiling Ozzy, okay?
Yeah, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, let's go in the huddle. Got some Trey Hendrickson sound coming up in just a minute, but I want to go back through the international games yesterday that were announced. Kansas City Chiefs at Los Angeles, that's Brazil, week 1. Week 4, Minnesota Vikings, Pittsburgh Steelers in Ireland. Week 5, Minnesota Vikings at Cleveland Browns in England, another England game. Week 6, Denver Broncos at the New York Jets. That's in England as well, like I said. Week 7, Los Angeles Rams at Jacksonville over in England once again. Our guys, week 10, Atlanta Falcons at Indianapolis Colts. That's over in Berlin, Germany. That'll be a lot of fun for Squidbilly. And week 11, Washington Commanders at Miami Dolphins in Spain to round out the international schedule next year.
Yeah, as you said, the Chiefs one is reported. It's not been 100% confirmed for that one. That would be kind of cool to see them play in Brazil. Although I don't know. I the Vikings got kind of screwed, although they did them a favor by just letting them stay over there in back-to-back. Basically, they'll just stay over there a week. They'll probably go over there on a Friday, and then the Friday before the game against Pittsburgh and Ireland, and then probably end up – you know what? I could see them staying in Ireland entire next week and then coming to England and around the Tottenham area around like that – Friday night.
If you're a, and I want to bring Allie in on this, if you're a Vikings fan, though, do you kind of secretly like this? Like,
yes.
Because now you're like, I can spend a week over there.
Absolutely. You have an excuse to go over there and have a great vacation.
Right. I think too many times we look at it as obviously Bo working for the radio network. You know, I'm a former player. It's like, dude, that sucks. But I think for fans, if you're a Vikings fan and you're like, dude, I've been waiting for a reason to take a trip, spend a week over in Europe, this is the one.
And what?
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Cool experience, to be able to see your favorite team play abroad.
Yeah. All right, let's get to the Trey Hendrickson sound, Dylan. And you guys paid attention yesterday. We talked about Trey Hendrickson had kind of been talking a little bit, speaking out about how they have not talked, him and the team, his representation in the team since the draft. Well, he shows up yesterday, and things went even further south.
With the lack of communication post-draft, made it evidently clear for my party that I had to inform that this might not work out.
He says that he was told a month ago by Zach Taylor, the head coach, that if you don't show up for some of this stuff in the offseason, you're going to get fined. And this thing, granted, keep in mind, he shows up yesterday to OTAs, and has no inclination that he's even going to be close to working out. He showed up just to put this franchise on blast. And I'll be honest, I kind of respect it. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, you're going to find me? Okay. Hey, I'm going to show up. I'm going to make the sideshow. I'll be here. Yeah, I'll show up. I'll be here. But I'm going to make a sideshow, and I'm going to let you guys know exactly how I feel about this situation.
I don't even think he made it a sideshow. I think he just showed up, and when he was asked, I'm not. He didn't back. He didn't, you know, back
spoke
away.
Spoke for 25 minutes.
He didn't back away from it. He sat there and said, "I'll answer every question." I think that's kind of who he is to begin with.
Yeah.
I think Zach Taylor handled this incredibly wrong. You look, players don't get away with holding out anymore. The money does not go away. It is. They can kind of add it into a contract for you if they give you a new one, but it doesn't go away. Zach Taylor should understand that the organization has done wrong and not even make that, unless he was threatened. Hey, you better hold this guy accountable so we can get him back here, or you know we're gonna hold you accountable for it. I don't like the way Zach Taylor handled this.
Again, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I don't think the Falcons have anything going on in this situation. Would I love a guy like that? Yes. Do we have anything to give up that would even make Cincinnati feel like they could send him here? Absolutely not. The cap room's not there. Like I said, we don't have a first-round pick next year.
Don't worry about. It's the draft capital. It's the draft capital that I worry about.
That's fair. Even though I'd love to see him here, it's just not. I don't think it's in the cards, so I wouldn't continue to read into that. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to do Mic'd Up. We have a Which One Wednesday one. Allie, you got a Which One Wednesday you want to throw out to the people before we get there? You got one?
Yeah, this will be confusing without context, but which came first, the dinosaur or the alien?
Yes! Or maybe they're the same people.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.